Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The FBI director weighs in on a terror threat that the strikes in Syria were supposed to stop, and his words are not exactly comforting. Also, the new Iraqi prime minister's terror warning and how it all really fell apart. Let's get started. In just one day, today we learned that the terror group targeted in the opening shot of this airstrikes on Syria may still pose a threat here at home. And we got warning as well of another alleged threat. It came in a strange, offhand way from a source who's yet to prove reliable or not, but cannot be dismissed lightly because he happens to be the new prime minister of Iraq. He delivered the warning about an ISIS plot, he said, against U.S. and Paris subways while talking to reporters here in New York. Meantime, fighter jets carried out more airstrikes earlier today, this one by American warplanes on an ISIS oil refinery in a remote corner of eastern Syria. French fighters also hit four ISIS warehouses near the Iraqi city of Fallujah. As the bombs fell, new and horrifying details began emerging of a bloodbath there, up to 300 Iraqi soldiers killed when ISIS fighters overran their base earlier this week. One surviving soldier saying they pleaded with commanders in Baghdad for help and got no help. He says they were abandoned. It underscores one of two major concerns about the operation tonight and beyond, that being, can the Iraqi army, which we spend billions and billions of dollars training and arming, can it stand up to ISIS? The other being, have the airstrikes made the United States any safer at home? Today, concerning the threat from the Khorasan group, which was hit in the opening hours, the campaign FBI director James Comey told reporters in Washington he is, and I quote, not confident at all that airstrikes have disrupted their plans. Justice correspondent Pamela Brown is covering that angle. She joins us now. So it is striking to hear the FBI director saying he's not confident that Khorasan's plans have been disrupted.
That's right, Anderson. Even after the U.S. bombing campaign in Syria, FBI Director James Comey told reporters that his operating assumption is that the al-Qaeda group known as Khorasan still exists and is still intact. Now, officials said the group was planning an imminent attack on Western targets, and Comey said because there's limited visibility into Syria, officials had to assume and act as though there could be an attack by the group tomorrow, next week, or next month. Intelligence officials told us the group of seasoned al-Qaeda operatives was in an advanced stage of launching an attack on the West. And today, Anderson, Comey said the group will remain at the top of his list of concerns.
Is there a particular reason why he believes the group may still be plotting?
Well, he said he's still awaiting the final strike assessment, and until then, the threat posture is the same as before. But I know there was concern among intelligence officials that these were seasoned terrorists, and they are known to decentralize and disperse often. So it's not out of the question that some of the group's leaders left the area where Khorasan was based in Syria in anticipation of the U.S. bombing campaign, Anderson.
Also, it's a very small group, so unless there's personnel on the ground who can actually look at bodies, I imagine it would be difficult to actually figure out who's been hit.
Right. And he talked about that today. He said essentially Syria is a safe haven for terrorists, and it's a black hole from an intelligence perspective. They have very limited visibility there. Mm. So, there's really no way to know for sure
Right. Whether
or not the group and its plotting was disrupted.
All right. Pamela Brown, appreciate it. Thanks. Beefed up security tonight in the New York subway system. Police maintaining high visibility on top of heightened measures already in place for the UN General Assembly, President Obama's visit, and, of course, the outset of the war on ISIS. Now, it comes after Iraq's prime minister said his country had received what he said was credible intelligence of an ISIS plot against American subways and the Paris subway system. He was very specific, and I quote, he said, there are networks planning from inside Iraq to have attacks. They plan to have attacks on the metros of Paris and the U.S. He said American and Western European prisoners were caught supporting ISIS who said this. American officials quickly said they saw no indication of this plot. Late today, flanked by his police commissioner, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said the same.